Now, part two of the important interview with Sarah Metzler, big shooter at the Cattlemen's Beef Board, brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Prussia Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, Lemon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Creighton Livestock, Crawford Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Bassett Livestock. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we join our interview in progress.
Would I be correct in saying that there are some people on the board, too, that are not from the United States?
So not on the board itself. On the importers, like we have a gentleman from New Zealand. He's originally from New Zealand, but he resides here in the States, and that is a benefit to the board because he works directly with some of those countries because he's from there and has those connections. So there's no Brazilians or Argentinians. We only have seven importers on the board. I believe he may be the only one. We have had some in the past. I believe he's an incoming board member, and he may be the only one that has, you know, background from outside the United States.
Okay. Question off Facebook from Matt in DeSchmidt, South Dakota. By the way, what famous person comes from DeSchmidt?
I have no idea. Tell me.
Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls Wilder.
You're kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love those books.
I hear you. I'll edit this out, by the way. No, I won't.
Okay, this comes good to know.
If you're ever in DeSchmidt, stop by. What's your response to the checkoff on supporting U.S.-born beef?
Yes, so I get this question a lot. I first want to explain to producers out there that the labeling issue across the board is a super hot topic. And I get a lot of calls about it, and they want to understand how the checkoff can or cannot support that effort. The interesting thing, and you'll hear this, and you've likely heard it before, the checkoff can't deal in any areas that are regulatory. So when it comes to lobbying or anything having to do with Congress or anything that has to do with passing of laws, it's illegal for us to either take a stand for or against it. Now, there are some producers out there that feel the checkoff should be more involved in that, you know, country of origin labeling or the U.S. born and raised beef. We understand that. But in terms of specific to labeling and things, we here at the Cattlemen's Beef Board can't take a stand on that. But that's where your policy organizations, your county cattlemen's, your state, you know, agriculture groups, that kind of thing, that's where they can go with it. Now, so I don't know if that answered your question, Monty.
That was from Matt up in DeSchmidt. So I
hope
so.
Yes.
I hope very well answered, by the way. If someone wants to scrutinize your annual report, how would they gain access to the annual report? And I understand you folks are very transparent.
Bet. Yes, it just came out this year for the 2021 edition. If you go on our website, which is drivingdemandforbeef.com, it's right on the homepage. There's this little kind of tan box that says 2021 annual report. You can click on it. There's two different versions. There's a kind of online version that's more interactive. You can go in and kind of look and search and find what you're looking for. Or there's a PDF version you can print out and share.